Maaser's Perek Dalet continues the discussion of what's koveya for Maaser, that after Gemar Malacha, generally Achilas Keva is Aser and Achilas Arai is Mutter. However, there are certain things that you can do to the produce which will be koveya for Maaser, which will cause even Achilas Arai to be Aser until you've taken off Trumos and Maasers. So the Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph says, HaKovesh, HaSholek, HaMolech, Basadeh, Chayev. If you're kovish the produce, if you soak it in vinegar, or hasholek if you cook it, or hamoleach if you salt the produce, basada is chayev. It's going to be chayev in maaseres. There's a klal in halacha. It comes up in Yoredei often. Kovish kimevushal, that soaked food. It's as if it's cooked, provided that it was soaked in vinegar. Similarly, maliach keroseach, also salting heavily a food, this food will then acquire some of the properties of mevushal. So kovish kemevushal, melech karoseach, or if you actually cook it, any of these three things will be koveya for meiser. Hamachamin ba'adama pater. However, if you take the produce and dig into the ground and place it in the ground, in order that it should also heat up and fully ripen, putter. That is not koveya for meiser. That's not a full form of bishul. Hametabel basada putter. So too, if you dip your produce into salt or into vinegar, that's also putter, because that is not a real form of kavush. It's not a real form of melicha. So we don't apply the klal of kavush kumavushal or meliach keroseach there. Haptzeah zesim shiyete mehem hasraf. If you crack olives in order so that the some of the juice or some of the bitterness will leave from them, pater. That's not considered a gemar malacha, and therefore you're pater from taking meiser. Hasoche zesim al besaro. Also is putter. If you squeeze out from the olives, you squeeze out some oil in order to smear it on your skin, that's also putter, because that's such an action is also not koveya for meiser. Imsachat v'nasan l'soch yado chayev. However, if you squeeze the olives into your hand and collect the oil in your hands, then that is chayev. In Meiser, the Mefarshim explain, it's as if you put it into a small pit, a storage area, and storing it in such a way is considered, after Gemar Malacha, is considered to be Koveya for Meiser. Hamekafe Latavshil, if you'd put wine into a food product, you'd use wine to cook with, and you'd pour some wine into some sort of food concoction, and then you remove from the wine any of the pieces of the grape skin or seeds or anything like that. So, pater, removing the seeds, the chartanim, the zag, removing any of that from a food product is not koveya, because that again is an arai type of action. Aval, but if you're makpe la kadera chayev pneshu kevor katan. If you empty the wine, pour the wine into an empty pot, as opposed to before where you were pouring it into a mixture of food. Here, if you pour the wine into an empty pot, and then you're makveh, then you remove the seeds, the skin, the chartanim, the zag, then it's chayev b'meiser, ipneshu kibor katan, it's as if you're storing it within that pot, and such an action is koveya for meiser, because it indicates that it's going to be in that pot for a long-term use, and such an action is koveya. Mishnah Beis, Tinokos shetamnu te'enim l'shabbos v'shachru l'asran lo yochlu l'motzei shabbos ad shia asru. If you have children who were tomein figs, they hid some figs in the field v'shachachu la'asran, and they forgot to take off trumas and reisos before Shabbos. Lo yochlu l'motze Shabbos ad shi asru. They have to take. They're not allowed to eat from these figs on motze Shabbos until they take off meiser, because Shabbos is koveya for trumas and meisros, and therefore even achilas arai is going to be asr until meiser has been taken off. Kalkelas Shabbos b'shamei potrim. If you have a basket of fruit that is specifically designated to be eaten on Shabbos, Shabbos hasn't come yet, it's before Shabbos, but you've designated this food to be eaten on Shabbos, so Beis Shammai is poter. Beis Shammai says that that's not koveya for meiser. Beis Hillel mechayvin, Beis Hillel is mechayv. Beis Hillel holds that even designating food specifically for Shabbos is also koveya for meiser. So Shabbos itself, if the food pass through Shabbos, so Shabbos itself is koveya for meiser, and Beis Hillel holds even designating the food for Shabbos is also koveya for meiser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af haloket es hakalkala lishloch lechavero lo yochol ad shi yaser. If you designate some food to send to your friend, to send as a matana, as a present to someone else, Rabbi Yehuda holds lo yochol, you can't eat from these fruits ad shi yaser, because also, again, this designation of food to send to someone else is a chashuv enough designation that will be koveya for meiser.